USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced Sunday that he would not support the For the People Act, a sweeping elections bill that is supported by his Democratic colleagues. In an op-ed published in the Charleston Gazette-Mail, Manchin said that the partisan support of the bill concerns him, and he instead supports the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which is more widely supported. He told CBS's Face the Nation that he's pushing the Voting Rights Act because it already has bipartisan support.
We have two bills before us, okay? We have the Voting Rights Act, which has passed over five times in our history here since 1965 in a most bipartisan way. And now we name it appropriately the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. We can expand that to all 50 states. We can do so much more with that. And it's starting out to be bipartisan. I have Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska signed on in a bipartisan way. And we can work on that one, which truly does protect the voting rights.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A long-cold murder case from Illinois is finally solved. Tim Berg reports.
Police say they have charged a man for the death of an Illinois teen 50 years ago. Barry Lee Wepley was arrested for the 1972 murder of 15-year-old Julianne Hansen in Naperville. Hansen's body was found with multiple stab wounds in a field after never returning home from a bike ride. Authorities were able to use advancements in DNA technology to connect the now 76-year-old man to the murder. Wepley is charged with three counts of first-degree murder, and his bond is set at $10 million. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Hockey League has been granted an exemption by the Canadian government allowing players to cross into the country for the final two rounds of the NHL playoffs. The border has been closed to most travel during the pandemic, with pro sports not included in the essential travel that's been allowed through. The league had realigned its divisions for this season, keeping all seven Canadian teams in the same division and allowing them to play in their home country. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Gasoline prices remained virtually the same this week, increasing only half a penny for a national average of $3.05 a gallon. John Clemens has more.
That $3.05 figure is actually up 9 cents a gallon from a month ago and $1.02 from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what motorists can expect as we enter the summer driving season.
For now, motorists shouldn't expect much increase nor decrease as global supply and demand factors remain relatively steady. Prices over July 4 in the weeks ahead will likely be similar to today's levels, barring any unforeseeable developments that may affect supply and demand.
Across the country, Texas has the lowest statewide average of $2.67, while California has the highest at $4.20 a gallon. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And later this week, when the leaders of the Group of Seven countries meet in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge the group to commit to trying to vaccinate the world against COVID-19. In a statement, Johnson said that getting the world's population vaccinated by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. The UK has committed to donate its excess doses of vaccine to the United Nations COVAX program, going along with the 80 million doses being donated by the United States. The World Health Organization says more than 1.5 billion doses have been administered worldwide so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.